Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. State officials have settled on terms of a natural gas sales agreement with ExxonMobil. The Alaska Energy Desk reports that the non-binding agreement is intended to supply the Alaska LNG pipeline project. The state would not share a copy of the agreement, but officials say it contains key terms like the price for the gas and volume the company agrees to sell. The gas sales agreement is also linked to production at the massive Point Thompson field on the North Slope. Exxon operates the field, though BP is a major owner. Production at the field has been a point of contention between the state and oil companies for decades. A 2012 legal agreement set a timeline for bumping up production. Now the state has agreed to suspend that timeline so long as ExxonMobil and BP continue to negotiate gas sales agreements for the Alaska LNG project. The National Park Service has again extended the public comment period on a proposed sport hunting and trapping regulatory change. The controversial change proposed for Alaska National Preserve lands would allow state-permitted practices like bear baiting, using artificial light to kill bears at den sites, killing coyotes during denning season, and killing swimming caribou. The techniques were banned by the agency in 2015 and proposed for reinstatement by the Trump administration. Originally put out for public feedback in May and extended in July, last week the agency further extended the comment deadline to November 5th. National Park Service spokesman Pete Christian says the extensions were in response to public requests.
Simultaneous with that, we released the environmental assessment for the proposed rule, and the comment period for both of those is running simultaneously.
Christian says the environmental assessment looked at the effect of the regulatory change and found no broad-scale impacts to wildlife populations.
So on the ground, in an individual National Preserve unit or in a local area, there may be some changes to patterns and or movement of wildlife or population itself locally. But overall, over the whole state of Alaska, there wouldn't be an effect.
Christian says the proposed change has drawn abundant public feedback.
We are getting, I would say, unprecedented amount of public comment on this anytime in the recent past, over 120,000 comments. And of that, 25,000 are substantive and unique comments of their own. So comments that challenge the accuracy of the NEPA document itself or the adequacy of the environmental analysis. Quite a bit of interest in this from the public.
Christian says comments received so far have not been formally evaluated, but it appears that a large majority strongly oppose changing the 2015 regulation. He says once public comment closes in November, the Park Service regional director will either sign a statement of no significant impact or order development of a full environmental impact statement, a process that could potentially stretch until the 2020 presidential election. Meeting last night, the Fairbanks City Council passed a controversial ordinance that changes the way labor contracts are negotiated. With tight budgets and some labor contracts pending, the change is controversial, KUAC's Robin reports.
The ordinance amends the Fairbanks General Code for Labor Relations and Negotiations. It was supposed to be an innocuous housekeeping measure with small updates written mostly by the city attorney, Paul Ewers. Ewers says he cleaned up obsolete wording of the code and made it more readable and understandable. But by the time it had its public hearing in August, the ordinance to change the code brought attention to the code itself and the entire process the city uses to negotiate. The Central Labor Council organized a town meeting on September 4th to examine the ordinance and the code. Mindy O'Neill is an organizer for Laborers Local 942.
What we heard at the meeting was there are certainly some things that we think could be improved in the code. And if this was an opportunity to tighten up the code or to make it work better for both the city and the workers, then that was an opportunity we wanted to participate in.
The Fairbanks Firefighters Association, the Public Safety Employees Association, the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Operators 302, Laborers Local 942, and the AFL-CIO represent different groups of city workers. Jennifer Juhas is a professional consultant to negotiators. She says a full rewrite of the code is needed, not just an update.
It would be fantastic for the city council to take this opportunity to really lead this issue and truly doing some housekeeping, not just sweeping a few cobwebs, but opening it up and going, like I said, room by room to take a look and make sure each room is clean before we go on to the next section.
One of the weaknesses of the code was no clause saying that the council should get financial information about pending contracts, which the city attorney said led to surprises, such as the police contract in 2014, which started 4 years of litigation. The ordinance now has that update. Council members June Rogers, Valerie Therrien, and Joy Huntington argued for postponing the ordinance until the council could meet with the already engaged citizens in a work session to overhaul the law about labor negotiations. In the council chambers with noisy heat pipes, Huntington said it was an opportunity.
It's our duty as a council to work with the community. I think there's this opportunity for building relationships and building trust, and you know, it really does begin with being transparent and coming together.
The council defeated the motion to postpone the ordinance 3-3, with the tie being broken by Mayor Jim Matherly. Then the council passed the ordinance 5-1. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
The Army Corps of Engineers has awarded a nearly $15 million contract to a Palmer-based company for a missile defense-related project at Clear Air Force Station. White Mountain Construction will build an entry control facility at the long-range discrimination radar off the Parks Highway near Anderson. The project is part of the $345 million radar installation to improve detection and interception of incoming enemy missiles. Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation project manager Jomo Stewart says the radar facility is one of many military construction projects underway at Clear, Eielson, and the Missile Defense Base at Fort Greeley.
So substantial dollar figure and a substantial amount of work.
Fedco tallied the military construction scheduled through this year at $1.5 billion. Stewart says Fedco advocates for contractors to hire locally.
We want to make sure that as much of that work is conducted by local contractors, either directly or as subcontractors.
The $14.8 million entry control project at Clear is scheduled to be completed by September 2020. Alaska Airlines workers picketed at airports across the West Coast yesterday. KTOO reports that they're upset over slow-moving contract negotiations. In Juneau, clerical workers, ramp staff, and customer service agents represented by the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers wore T-shirts that said, "Show us the money," as they waved signs near the airport. John Walters, a ramp worker, was among about 20 union employees who demonstrated.
Job security is number one. Our job is not guaranteed. We live contract to contract, so job security is huge. Pension raise, our starting pay is $12 an hour. We don't get paid much to do this job.
Union representatives say demonstrations were held in 10 cities across the West Coast who protested outside of work hours. The president of Juneau's local chapter, 2202, Caleb Rosa, said they first approached the airline in August 2017 about opening up contract negotiations.
It's going, but it's going slowly, and we're doing it as clean as possible. We love the place we work. We love our work group. We love our co-workers and the company we work for.
Rosa says the union cannot strike without congressional approval due to the Railway Labor Act. Instead, they're hoping to put public pressure on Alaska Airlines.
We'll take all support we can get, but if Alaska doesn't move this process along quicker, then we're going to have to start engaging the public on a daily basis.
In a statement, Alaska Airlines confirmed it is in the process of negotiating two labor agreements with the union. The airline said it does not talk about specifics during union negotiations, but it supports paying employees fair, competitive wages and offering quality benefits. I'm Dan Bross.